AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Mayor Eric Adams says about 300 people were arrested in a pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia University. Adams says not all were linked to the school.
I know that there are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. That is what this is about.
Several protesters were taken away from a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. House Speaker Mike Johnson's gavel will be on the line next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says the GOP needs leaders who can actually do the party's work and support Donald Trump's agenda.
Mike Johnson is not capable of that job.
And she'll call a vote next week to oust him, forcing Republican colleagues to pick sides after Democrat leaders said they will provide the votes to save Johnson's job.
Because Mike Johnson is giving them everything they want.
Democrats counter it's time to turn the page on GOP chaos and avoid the gridlock that followed Johnson predecessor Kevin McCarthy's ouster. Johnson says Green's move is wrong for the party and country.
We need people who are serious about the job here to continue to do that job and get it done.
And Trump has given him a nod of support. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 6-week abortion ban is now in effect in Florida. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Southeast is now an abortion desert.
If you live anywhere in the Southeast, the odds are now you need to drive as far as Virginia or further just to get reproductive care, a burden most people can't really realistically take on. It's utter cruelty.
A judge ruled some of North Carolina's government restrictions on dispensing abortion pills, such as requiring doctors prescribe and provide the drug to the patient in person, are unlawful. This is AP News. Ford is recalling thousands of late-model Maverick trucks.
Because the taillights may not work. Ford says it doesn't have any reports of crashes or injuries because of this, but the fact that the taillights may not light up increases the risk of a crash. Ford says the problem is a computer can mistakenly detect too much current on one or both of the tail lamps, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are being driven. You don't have to worry about the headlights, the turn signals, or brake lights. They'll still work, says Ford. The recall covers some pickups from model years 2022 through 2024. Dealers will fix this at no cost to you. Notification letters will start going out in late May. I'm Rita Foley.
German tennis legend Boris Becker was discharged from bankruptcy court in London after a judge found he had done all that he reasonably could do to repay creditors. Becker fell far short of repaying his creditors $62 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.